You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to April 10, 1912, for the sinking of the Titanic.
Nearly 105 years ago, the HMS Titanic famously sank in the waters of the North Atlantic Ocean after having struck an iceberg, an impact that caused severe structural damage to the ship's hull. On that night, the Titanic forever entered the pages of history as one of the most compelling human dramas of the 20th century. For all of man's accomplishments at the dawn of the new century, advances in travel promised to open the world just a bit more. We were poised on the brink of a new age in connectivity through travel innovations in ocean liners and, soon enough, airplanes. Since that fateful night, the legends and lore surrounding the doomed ocean liner have spread to the status of epic fables. Today's Shadow File explores one of the most interesting aspects of the sinking of the Titanic, the assertion that its fate was actually foretold in literature years before it occurred. For whatever stock people might place in the notion of premonitions and omens and prophecy, there are certainly some staggering examples of coincidence, if not outright prediction, in public circulation before the Titanic ever left Southampton on April 10, 1912, for its first and last voyage. In 1898, a book was published entitled Futility by Morgan Robertson, carrying the subtitle of The Wreck of the Titan. In this narrative circulating some 14 years before the sinking of the Titanic, the tale is told of a ship named Titan that sank in the Atlantic after hitting an iceberg, with many people perishing needlessly due to a shortage of lifeboats. Does that sound familiar? A little too eerily so, perhaps. Time magazine even revisited Robertson's tale for its special cover edition marking the centennial in 2012, but stopped short of calling Robertson clairvoyant. Instead, as Time pointed out, the author was himself a maritime expert who had seen close calls between ships and icebergs and knew well the dangers. There is at least one other startling coincidence found in contemporary literature, however. In the early months of 1912, a German newspaper published a serial story, later to become a book, about a fictitious ocean liner that sank at sea, costing hundreds of lives. The similarity to the Titanic story lies not only in the circumstance, but in the fact that the fictional ship was described in the story as being deemed confidently unsinkable. The novel Atlantis, with its fictional fated ship, carried within its pages a warning about the hubris of humanity at assuming a conquest of the elements of the sea. Within just a few short weeks of its publication came the real-life Titanic disaster. The White Star Line did claim with some qualification that as far as possible, the Titanic was designed to be unsinkable. Do these works of literature predict an event, or are they only fictional coincidences? Certainly to the world of 1912, the timely nature of these works fired the imagination. In the aftermath of such an unthinkable event, it is perhaps human nature to look for reason, purpose, and order. To have an explanation, even in cryptic warnings of literature, is to have some minor sense of control, something that is universally sought in the face of such staggering tragedy. The sinking of the HMS Titanic has been the origin point for more than a few legends. Was its sinking foretold? Were these stories coincidental? Just as the great ship itself rests in the darkness of the Atlantic, so does the stuff of eerie historical legend.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.